Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, what's this?
Nigga, nigga's about to commence, man.
Stop, nigga, son. It's over, son.
Shit, man.
Not that nigga, son. That nigga's too much. Jay Love, son.
Gangstab,
DJ-ass
nigga,
son. You know that nigga, son. Listen, man. In that jacuzzi, flashing, flashing like a Uzi blasting. Much love for Judge, God bless, be our ashes. What up with Core Mega? Live niggas keep asking. The exhibition flexing, throw my extra clip in. Chrome Bugatti, BBS is checking. Niggas talking about how real they kept it on record. Screaming out QBC, but don't rep it. And my brothers keep all a faggot in love with Reaper. My far rock niggas are love to meet ya. Life's a bit, but shit gets deeper. Fuck gold chains and sneakers. I had that when cocaine was cheaper. Yo, who's this fake nigga sounding like me? You wanna be me, but can't see a thousand like me.
D-Love
I'm
exclusive.
Lounging. You're like rookies on housing. You see my team coming and your heart starts pounding. You shook, getting paid off the book. Nigga jealous, my LS is off the hook. You see the legs, you fake ass thug, give me respect. Or be another nigga that my fucking heater wet. My poetry is manifest, the words be correct. My empire rise, now my enemies are vexed. Yo, nigga, you finish your Nas, you next. Let my little man. You know what I'm saying? Nah, there ain't nothing personal, it's all business. You know what I'm saying?
They love
you.
Yeah,
let
nigga.
Your little faggot ass man come at me. So my man got a few words he wanna say to you. Your son, man.
Nature, your fake ass. Try to be down and got your change.
Yeah, I took his shit.
Your little brother, take back. Now you against Megastar. Puffin' 100 stacks, intellects, LS. Doing no Escobars, but they too sweet. Earn my tea, burn no one to be.
Only five
songs. QB, the Desert Storm. Some more exclusive. Check the new kid on the next hit. From the illest kicks, play the strip. With the whitest bricks. Humble from night to light. Now push the tightest shit.
J Love with the motherfucking house.
Airtight. Roll deep and wear air night. Some to scare, some to fear tight. But we rock mics and jam. Like Gabby. Cock twice, running with the pretty boy. Bitches say that's not nice. Yelling straight out the bridge, Mike DeLorean, showbiz. If you wanna sign me, you can find me with a coke in.
I'm a nightmare, the street dreaming. Tell your whole crew is 22s. My dude's street sweeping. Prepared, never scared, want to vote for flex. I'm ill, everything's real, ain't no special effects. Yeah, brain the drama. I like the fucking trauma.
Hey,
a gladiator rock, I still play the armor, yeah. You wanna step to me, you better bring a referee. My name is Mega, got niggas scared to death for me. Yeah, you mad ass, I'm like a Colombian refugee. Murder any nigga in sight, any day or night. You see me in a jet black Lexus, coke white, laughing on a hill. A nigga nature thought he ill, but I fucked his ass up like I'm Holy Spirit. For real, the real deal. Montana, drama for short, of course. Yeah, the fucking boy. Yeah, that nigga nature talk about he taking my spot. He took one punch to the
nigga
face.
Motherfucking J-Love.
Yeah. It's over, lie. I don't even know why you don't even try to come at me. You call motherfucker. You know my status, you fucking faggot. I'm about to fuck you up. That's why my man took your fucking gold chain. If you wear your shit in the project, you're a fucking bitch. You need to get a fucking fireproof fucking van next time you come through the project, but they gonna burn your shit down. That nigga's an idiot, yo. Talk about love, nigga. I get a pink ass suit.
Yo, fuck with your Gronky fan, 007. Shout out to the whole AFM. Got a special show. Let's get a pop in the head of the cold for tonight, man.
Yo, what it is? It's Drizzy, man. AFM, what's popping?
Oh, yeah. Yo, Tony, you on?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, you on. What's good?
Oh, what's good? Ain't shit. Ain't you fan moving? What's good?
What up, Polo?
Oh, shit. Chill, my nigga.
Yo, what's good?
Hey, yo, my nigga. So, look, B, I've been working all day running cars. Like, what's up? Like, I literally don't really know nothing about nothing. So, you seen the whole event, you said, right?
I seen the parts I wanted to see. I seen the circus show. That's what I really wanted to see. Seen that joint.
You saw. All right, the surface.
You
show.
Said what?
You seen the Arsenal and the Tay Rock?
I ain't see that one like that. But yo, if y'all, well, I don't want to promote no links and shit like that. But it's on Periscope or whatever the fuck you call that shit. All the joints is up on that shit.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So what's going on with the what the battle you seen with the Tay Rock and the Surf battle?
So what I seen from Surf and Shook, these niggas was fucking art. Like they was about to fight. you know, multiple times throughout the battle, the nigga Surf, I think Surf quit that, like, I think he quit the battle and shit like that, so they was arguing too much and shit like that, and they had to break that shit up mad times.
They was gonna fight. I mean, over what? Over the bars? Over what?
It was a lot of shit. They was just arguing amongst each other like that. That was like a serious battle. Like Surf was talking about, like, boom, there was a lot of personal being said. Like Surf was talking about how he was scared to come to the D, all this, and then Shook was talking about how you catch a gun charge in the D and you took a plane to there. So where you get the gun from? And so it was a lot of that. Like it was a lot of personal. Like them niggas really don't like each other.
Okay. So the first round was on who? Who won the first round? Tell me something, Polo. Come on, man.
I'm gonna be honest. I was fucking with Surf. I was fucking with Shug. It was a high battle, but Surf choked. The part I seen Surf choke, the second round, he choked. But the niggas messaged me like he ain't choked. He just he was mad because they was arguing and shit like that, so he stopped his shit short. But the first round, I gave it to Surf. Surf. I gave that to Surf. The second round, that shit kept cutting off. Like, the niggas kept stopping the battle.
Yeah, I heard Surf
like,
only rap
like a minute and a half. I heard he only rap like a minute and a half in the second. Shit.
Like, nah, shorter than that. He probably rap for like 45 seconds, and the nigga just said, he just stopped.
He just stopped.
Wow. He just stopped. Like,
what round did they throw a bottle in? What round was that in?
I think that was the second round. They said I ain't see that on when I was watching. I was watching on the link. I ain't really see that, but I guess somebody that was in the building probably could confirm that. I ain't really see that, but they said niggas was heckling him, shit like that.
Yeah, Mav said he got hit with a bottle and shit. Like Mav said they threw an empty water bottle at the nigga.
Damn.
Oh, Mav was there?
Yeah, Mav was in there. Beasley was in there. All the niggas was up in there. That shit was deep.
Okay.
I ain't gonna front. This battle was alright, but like it was just a lot of like arguing. Like I don't know what's going on with them in real life, but it was a lot of back and forth.
Sure.
Damn.
God. Damn, these motherfuckers are not playing. These motherfuckers
were saying that Arsenal. A lot of people saying that were saying that Tay Rock was because you asked me about the Tay Rock joint. A lot of people saying that Tay Rock was trash.
Yo, I seen BattleRap.com was like he was real average without fans gassing him and shit. That's what they said on Twitter.
But then Hitman Holla said Rock was fire. He said this one of the top five battles ever and shit. So, I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
What
happened?
Hold on. He said the top five rocks or the top five battles.
No, battles. Battles. He said it's one of the best five battles.
Oh, wow. Arsenal was going off?
I heard Arsenal. I'm hearing Arsenal in 2-1, but I'm hearing Rock 2-1 too.
Wow.
Hitman said this shit was fire. I'm hearing this Hitman saying this shit is fire. Top five battles.
You know what it is? It's probably just like Young L and Surf. Where Young L won. Well, I had Young L winning, but Surf wasn't whack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, niggas called me crazy, man. But I really was fucking with Surf that Young L battle, man. Like to this day.
Surf didn't beat Young L, my nigga.
Nah, he didn't. He didn't get around.
He
didn't
beat him, but
he didn't get around, my nigga.
I don't know. He was talking.
But them
shit, man. That,
yeah, three fire rounds though. Like if he just spit those
sure.
three rounds to anybody else, he might have died. But
that
word.
Shit was,
hey,
nigga
yo,
was
yo,
like,
yo,
I've been in a little white sash. This shit looked like.
Hold on, real quick, Driss. Cause I don't really want to talk about that too crazy right now, and I'm looking like an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all you niggas, listen, if y'all in the event, call up. Give me y'all numbers. I want to hear niggas who's in the event on what's going on and shit with the other battles. I'm hearing, what, Rad B, DNA?
Yeah, Hitman also said Rad was wigging on DNA. I was just looking at Hitman timeline and shit. He said Rad B was wigging.
Yeah, I seen a few niggas say that, actually.
Damn, so wait a minute. So Surf and Shook, all right. So that battle didn't finish, right?
No, it did. The nigga said fuck. He quit in the third round. Like Surf said, he quit in the third round.
Yo,
this is crazy, bro.
Because from the shit I've been reading is, I'm hearing Surf got the first round. They said he was doing like some fast flow shit. He got the first.
Yeah,
the nigga stood up.
They said they threw the bottle in his second, and he stopped like halfway through his second, and then he only rapped for like 45 seconds in the third. He just said, "Fuck it, I can't do this."
He said, "I can't do this no more." He said, "Fuck this battle."
Man, what in the fuck?
I don't know, man. But like, yo, Cap, you had to see how they was rapping. Like, yo, that they there was a lot of tension between them niggas. Like, I don't know if they was beefing for a minute or whatever, but like, it ain't just feel like a normal battle rap battle. Like, it felt like these niggas really ain't like each other, and the crowd wasn't making it no better. Like, these niggas, the crowd was making it worse.
I mean, why did these niggas throw a water bottle at Surf? That's what, like, why? Was he bad? Like, that's what makes somebody do that?
Hell no. He was disrespecting, like, Suge a lot. Like, he was saying how all the neighborhood niggas, he's the only nigga that ain't been locked up with the neighborhood niggas, yada, yada, yada. He was basically calling Suge soft.
Damn. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to get some fans on who's in the building and shit. I'm going to hear about these battles. Hold on 1 second. I see your number right now. I'm looking for you right now, homie. Hold on. 323. I don't even see the nigga number on there.
I need to ask these niggas what's going on with this Arsenal Rock, because niggas is flaming his
ass. Yeah, I'm going to be real with you. I cared about that battle more than I cared about the Suge and Surf battle. So it's like, I want to see what's going on with that battle. Okay, 325. Nice. You gave me the numbers in the wrong order. That's the reason why I can't find him. 325. I want to hear about that fucking. If Arsenal be Rock, it's going to be like, wow, okay. Niggas can't really say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Arsenal on the 10, you really can't say nothing. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put a on. Yo,
PB Rock.
267-325. You on?
See, y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's
good, homie?
What's up with y'all? Nah, shit, we trying. Let's get right into it. My nigga, using the building.
Yeah, I had Arts winning
2-1. Nah, I mean, let's break it down. I mean, how was the event? Let's talk about it.
It was good. Red B beat DNA in the building, but DNA was fighting back. Like, you know what I mean? It was our. I didn't like Bruno Lavos was ass.
Bruno Lavos was ass.
Bro, I got the boy Speedy Dollar. Like, Speedy Dollar had the best first. Like, he had the best round of the night, which is first, and it was just downhill from both of them at that. But you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ, nigga, what?
Yeah, me and my homie was like,
yo, the way you
like,
said that shit was so fucked up just now, so it's like, what?
Bro, listen, that shit was ass. Like, I can't. I mean, it was a good event all in all.
Yeah, so, I'm hearing it was
packed. What? Huh? Why do you think Hitman saying that Arsenal versus Tay Rock top five battles of all time? Why do you think he's saying that?
I don't know. Like, I mean, it could be. I feel like Arts won. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, Arts clearly got the first. Tay Rock got the second. To me, it comes down to the third. Who you like in the third more?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest,
okay. Yeah, that's what I
really
hearing.
Comes down to the third.
So it was a fight.
It was a real fight. It was like Kalato versus Tay Rock. Like, Arts clearly got the first one. Then Tay Rock came back, fought for it. He got the second. And it's like whoever third you like, it's like that.
Yo,
so,
what about angles? Any angles was in that battle? Any angles?
Yeah, Arts threw hella shots at Surf, and it was working because I was right there in front of Surf, like. That shit, and it was like, yo, Surf was like, yo, I'm gonna have to kill this nigga. And then Tay Rock had a couple angles, like, I had a lot of it. I went live, but I was just like, nah, let me, I mean, because I got a lot of that battle on live.
Nah, but when I say angles, I mean the battlers towards each other, is what I mean. What angles did Arsenal have for Tay Rock? What, I mean, what was it?
Like, I paid you. He had a lot of URL angles, like, he was coming at Smack. Oh, this and that. Like, you ain't on real nigga time. You on my time. It was a lot of Detroit angles.
Oh.
It was a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So why is it that niggas were saying that Tay Rock shit was so gassed if you saying that it was a good battle? Because everybody was saying that Tay Rock was average.
No, I don't think it was. The first, you could say he was average in the first. Like, you could say he was average. It was like he was warming up in the first. The second wasn't really gas, though. I feel like the second was legitimately like, all right, this was really rock. He came to come, you know what I mean? I mean, you could say his third was kind of, you know what I mean? Like, my man said T-Rock got it. I say Arts got it. We was debating over that, so, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Damn, what the fuck? This shit is kind of crazy right here. Like, if it's anything, you know what? If Rock got it to the point that him and Arsenal was just like him and Calico be, I ain't even mad at that, B. I'll take that. Because Calico was fired at battle. Calico was fired at battle, so I'm not even mad at Rock on that shit. I'm you know what? I'm more impressed with Arsenal, like, that when that motherfucker kept coming on to him, I'm not going to lose on my daughter's life. I thought he was smoking crack saying that shit. But the niggas really been turning up against the niggas he's supposed to and shit. I don't really think niggas thought Arsenal was even going to hang with Tay Wire. If this was last year when Arsenal was choking and all that shit, we wouldn't even be debating this battle and shit. Arsenal, like, his recent battles made niggas, like, debate this shit.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, Caps, I was gonna ask you, like, so after, when this battle come out and it show that Arsenal actually won the battle or whatever it is, what does it do for Arsenal legacy? Like, do he become like a top 10 again? Or, you, like, what do you think?
I mean, well, he ain't never lose that status, my nigga.
A current top tier. Like, he always had a top tier status, but, like as an active top tier, like, does it make him, like, nigga again?
You got to. Well, after that Cortez, yeah, you know, the Cortez really kind of was waking niggas up, I think, somewhat, though, B.
He fucked Cortez
up.
The
question is, we got to see how it is, B. Arsenal ain't playing on his year. I don't know why the fuck
keeping
the
mean, though. Suge won, though. I'm not even going to lie. Suge won, though.
Suge won?
To me, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It was like, it was going Surf's way, but like, Surf was about to kill, like, he was about to kill it. And then he was like, Jersey, like, he just left. His round was literally a minute and 5 seconds. Like, his third round was so.
Wow. So he ain't win that. He didn't win that round at all.
Like, he ain't win the, like, the third is no debate. And, like, I believe, Suge got the second? I think Suge got the second, maybe. I'm not sure.
I seen that battle.
I feel like I was right there behind them niggas. I'm just like, yo, I think Surf got the first, Suge got the second. This was like,
let me ask you this.
Did the entourage play a part in it? Like, was the entourage getting into it and shit?
Yeah, it was a lot. Like, it was kind of messing Suge up, cause like they was, everybody was neighborhood Crips and all that. It was just like who was on the east side, who was on the west side, like North versus South. It was something like that. Like, I'm not from Jersey, but like, it was who you grew up with, who you went to middle school with. That's what side you was on. You know what I'm trying to say? So it was like, the niggas that was on Surf side was yelling at Surf. It was just all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you heard niggas like, yo, this nigga lying. Like, I was there at, you know, when they were storytelling, it was certain niggas like, I was lying. That never happened.
All right, so you had Suge winning. Did Suge come with fire, or did Suge win because Surf didn't finish his round? Was Suge fire in the battle?
It was like a little bit of both. It was like Suge was fire, but like since Surf quit, it's like you gotta give it to Suge to be.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. I seen that battle. Suge wasn't really saying much. Like Suge wasn't really saying nothing. Like he to me, I was more impressed with Surf than I was with Suge.
Yeah, I mean, I like Surf, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, yo, you gave up, so it was just like, can't give you the third round. And it's just like, when you watch it on cam, I'm telling you, it's going to be way closer, so you might say, yeah, Surf won that. Like, Surf round, like, his third round was 1 minute.
But look, what was going on in the building that was making him just quit his rounds like that? Like, was the heckling so that bad that he was just like, fuck it, I'm done?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think it was like everything was too close to home. Everything they were saying like was real to some, with everything they were saying. So it probably did get to him to some point. Like, I don't know.
God damn, man. You know what, B? Man, what the fuck is niggas going to do about niggas choking and shit? I mean, something got to something gonna have to give, my nigga. Niggas can't just be getting bread. And I don't just mean server. I just mean in general. It's too many big cards where niggas is getting bad bread and then shit is just going wrong. Like, fuck
that. My nigga,
this
serve.
This shit is getting kind of repetitive now and shit, bro.
Yeah, my nigga Serp just did that. He just did that in Chicago, my nigga. I flew all the way to the event, and the nigga didn't finish no rounds, my nigga. Like, come on, B.
Nah, but, yo, you had to see how the Serp and Shook, how they was arguing. Like, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like the Chicago event. It was like, these niggas about to scrap.
Yeah, they really was.
Damn.
It wasn't really like no Chicago. Like, these niggas was going in each other's face. The crowd was heckling. Like, I can understand why he would do that battle like that.
Mm. Okay, wow. So maybe they wasn't faking it.
They definitely wasn't faking.
I'm shocked these motherfuckers didn't finish the. That's crazy to me. Niggas ain't finished the battle. Like, what the fuck, my nigga? Like, I don't get it.
But I remember that time.
No.
But keep it being.
Yeah,
they beat Kayshawn though.
Huh?
They beat Kayshawn.
What?
JB Kayshawn?
Yes. I heard he trash in there. No, he wasn't trash.
Yeah.
Like, to me,
you talking about Josh?
You know what? Yeah, because I just thought about that. Bat.com didn't say that. They said that they were surprised that this was Jay's biggest battle, and he came so, like, subpar.
I think Kayshawn wasn't all that. Like, he wasn't. Like, he was on UW. It wasn't so UW Kayshawn. Like, I was like, I think I got Jay. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, he wasn't really exciting or no shit like that?
Yeah, like, he ain't had no real room rockers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he ain't really have a room rocker. I think Jay might edge it at.
Did DNA have some fire? What about DNA? He had fire?
DNA had fire. Like, he was fighting back. Like, DNA was, I'm not saying fighting back. Like, he was losing. I was like, Rad B, like, edited that a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, DMA made it close. You know what I mean? Like, in the building, I feel like DMA made it closer than what it is.
Mm.
Yeah, I heard DMA had some fire rebuttals. I heard his rebuttals.
Yeah, he
fire.
Did. That nigga, he was freestyling his whole third damn there. Like,
yo, DMA freestyle game got way better. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened to that nigga. That nigga, his freestyle shit is nice now. Like, way nicer.
Mm. Hold on, I see somebody else who wants to come on. Hold on. 318-450. Let me get one more for 318-450. Okay. Wow. So, I mean, damn. Let me see what he said before I say what I was going to say. I want to ask, was this event? Well, Map to say he had a dope time there and should have food and all that good shit there. So, I guess it was a good event. I'm hearing it was packed, war to war. I'm hearing 318.
Nah, that shit was packed. Or even on the stream, that shit was packed.
Yo, 318-450, you on?
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yo, still on me? Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, man, what's good, man? What's good with y'all, man?
Yeah, you trying to hear about these battles?
What's up, my nigga? Oh, man, I'm going to be honest, man. I didn't even watch the Speed Dollar and the... What the Lavos, nigga?
Yeah, Uno Lavos.
I didn't even watch that. I mean, Uno Lava, I didn't watch that. I wasn't paying attention to it, but, I mean, the little that I did hear, I mean, Uno had a little bit of this and that, and Speed Dollar had a little bit of this and that. But I would say that this nigga Rad B, like, I'm going to have to go look him up and watch some of his battles when I get back home, though.
Right.
Like, he was way better than I thought DNA was going to watch the nigga, man. But DNA did just enough to crawl out of what I think would have been a clear win by Rad B.
Wow.
He was doing with the rebuttals and...
He battled Big T, if I'm not mistaken, on UW.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely like, I'm definitely going to check him out. Because, I mean, DNA had some shit. But like Rad B second and third. I feel like his second and third was, it wasn't godly, but it was, you know, it was crazy from it being my first time hearing him, you know, and actually seeing him live. But DNA had some rebuttals and shit like that, and you know, that made the, that would make it look debatable than it really was. Because I think Rad B won. I give it to Rad B 2-1, but it could be debatable because of DNA's experience and how he made it with the rebuttals and shit like that.
All right. How about K-Shine and Jay?
Oh, man, this nigga Jay fucking choked, man. Oh, man, this shit was crazy. He had, a fucking long choke. I mean, K-Shine was choking, but he...
A long choke? How long was it?
Man, it wasn't long, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like caps. This is pretty much Jay's biggest battle of his career.
Biggest battle, period, biggest.
You know what I'm saying? And he was doing all the blogs saying that he was going to, and for you to choke, my nigga, like, and Shine wasn't the Shine that we, he wasn't a verb Shine or anything like that. Like, Shine was,
crazy.
All right, Shine, he had some dope shit, but for Jay to choke, man, and I mean, Shine was kind of choking, but Shine didn't go all the way with his choke. Like, he kind of, when he felt like he was choking, he kind of hopped out of it. Like, Jay just, you could tell, like, the inexperience from both sides. I mean, the inexperience from Jay's side and the experience from Shine's side. You know what I'm saying? Shine pretty much was, he was on the edge of choking, but he didn't choke. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You got Shine 2-1. All right, yo, let's get right to the main shit. Fuck that. What we doing with Arsenal and Tay Rock?
Hey, man. First round, we all know when Rock battle, his first round isn't fire. He had some shit. Arch came out blazing. Arch came out on fire. So I'm like, yo, if Rock don't jump in his bag on in the second and third round, like, it could get ugly. So I'm sitting there, bro, I'm like, man, I hope Rock come up. Rock came out, his second wasn't fire, but he had some shit in his second. It's like, now this the fucking Rock that I know. And then here comes Arch with all this, man, Arch come with a filler, man. He had so much filler in his second, bro. K-Rock pretty much, we thought Arch would disrespect Rock, but Rock pretty much disrespected Arch on a level that we thought Arch was going to disrespect Rock.
Word?
So Rock won that disrespectful battle. He was telling this nigga he'll stick his dick down his daughter's throat and make her look like she got an Adam's apple. He'll stick his dick in his daughter suck it, and she'll look like she got an Adam's apple or some shit like that.
Yo, and his daughter, that's kind of weird to me, but that ain't really disrespectful. That's just weird.
Man, that's the shit, but listen, that's the shit.
You know what? This kind of does go right back to that Tink and Sway battle. Cause we was just
but
talking
Cap,
about this shit.
But, Cap, isn't that what Arch is known? I mean, isn't that the type of shit?
I know. Everybody who battles Arsenal always feels like, all right, I got to violate and disrespect this nigga because he going to do it to me. So they always go
right.
that route. So I get it.
Right.
I know why he did it. That's the only reason why Rock did it. I know.
Yeah, that's. I mean, because he was going crazy in the second, like
what?
his disrespectful bars were crazy. Like he was, like the shit he was the disrespectful. He was disrespectful that he was showing the Arch in that second was crazy. And Arch come back with a lot of filler. And I mean, he took shots at Surf. He was telling Surf, like, now you know why I didn't bail your dumb ass out of jail in Detroit and shit like that. He was taking shots at Surf and shit like that. And then the third round, third round, I say Rock's second round was his best round, but Rock's third round, his third round was all right. I mean, he had some shit in that too. And then Arch come back with the, he was going at Suge and Surf. He told both of them, like, he didn't like the shit that they was doing, and he'll fuck that both of them could team up, and he'll fuck both of them up at the same time. And
this is what Arch Lou said?
Yeah, he told Suge and Surf that he didn't like. I mean, he surprised me when he said Suge. He said something to Suge, and he was like, he said some shit, and then he told both of them, like, I will fuck both of you niggas. You niggas can get on the same team, and I will fuck both of you niggas up at the same time. He was telling them niggas, like, I'm the real king. He was pretty much, his third was pretty much talking to Ars, and I mean, pretty much talking to Surf and Suge. He was just telling them niggas, like, you niggas not the real kings of Jersey. I'm the king of Jersey, and I want you niggas to know that, and I'll fuck both of you niggas up if either one of you niggas think you could fuck with me and shit. Like, he was pretty much going in on them. I don't know why, but he didn't really.
You know what?
Like the
wow. My fault. Go ahead.
Until like the last half of his round, he started going more back at Rock, but I don't think it wasn't. But like, he spent most of his third going at Surf and Suge. I mean, he was just pretty much going.
He didn't even really come at Rock in the third.
Until like the later end of his third. I mean, his third was pretty. I think they had like unlimited rounds in the Rock. I think he said in his round they had unlimited rounds, so his third was longer than, you know, Rock had a typical like third round of the time then or whatever like that, whatever, like 233, but Arsenal went longer than Rock in his third. And I think a lot of that shit was freestyle towards the later end of his third when he was coming at Rock, but the shit wasn't really hitting as hard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All his hard shit was hitting was at Surf and Suge. But yeah, man, he was trying to schedule him and Surf or him and Suge. I don't know, but I know he was coming at them niggas like, and he was coming at Surf hard body, like he was coming at Surf like he wanted to fuck Surf up.
Listen. Let's be real. We talking about Arsenal. The first nigga from Jersey to like really blow up. We got Sirius Jones, we know, but I mean to blow up on grind time. Jones wasn't on that. And to really blow up on you, bro. And then you got Surf, Matt. Hey, yo, nigga, your hearing aid broke?
I told you it was not.
Nah, but I'm saying, motherfucker, you got to really look at that shit. We already knew Arch was that nigga Jersey and shit. And then when Surf hit the scene, like, Surf really blew up. Like, blew up. You don't see Arch on Hot 97. You see Surf there. So it's just like,
right,
they're from Jersey. Same hood on, like, same area. Essex County on top of that. So then you got Suge. The last year, Suge been on his shit. So, yeah, if you really think about it, like, Arsenal probably thinks, like, wow, these niggas is not on my level at all. Like, if you want to put it like this, if you want to talk accolades, Ars is shitting on everybody in Jersey, including Sir.
And Cap, I hate to cut you off, but that's exactly what Ars was telling them, like, nigga, I'm the king of Jersey. Whatever the shit you niggas done, that shit don't amount to the shit that I done did. He was pretty much saying all that,
that's
but
fact.
He didn't say it.
He didn't say that, but he was pretty much saying
all that. I mean, it's facts. It's facts. Like,
I agree with Arsenal battle rap wise, but outside of, I think Surf is like, outside of battle rap, he's like the biggest battle rapper. Like,
my nigga, I'm talking about battle rap. My nigga, you talking about battle rap?
You talking
about battle
rap,
bro? I don't want to hear about nothing outside of battle rap.
Surf got all of that from battle rap. He didn't get all that because he's too Surf. He got all that because he was a dope battle rapper.
But Surf is not.
When you think about
battle rap, like,
Surf,
nigga, Arch was the Arch was the most viewed battle rapper until DNA, and DNA got like 50 some more battles than it. This nigga pretty much carried Jersey on his back for the longest until Surf.
From
until
Mad
Surf
long.
Reached that point.
Nah,
until
Surf
reached
that point.
Hey, yo,
Surf, you want to be real? Hey, yo, you want to be real? I don't even know. Hold on, my nigga. I think that the bias has kind of got to stop. Niggas like Surf.
Yeah,
has
bro.
Surf
yeah.
ever really carried Jersey? I don't think Surf ever
no.
really carried Jersey. He got 3 years from the door by L.
Bad.
Then he turned around and got 3 years again by DNA.
Bad.
Then he turned around, he had a fire. Yo, what's up? What up?
Uh-huh.
Yo, what's up?
No, I was saying facts.
Oh, I thought you said cap.
I'm going to be honest,
I mean, then he turned around got 3-0. He turned around got 3-0 by DNA. Now, I got him beating X Factor. I got him beating X Factor, and then the fire. Wait, yeah, he beat Shine. Even though Shine first was like phenomenal and shit, I still got him winning the last two versus Shine.
He still beat Shine.
He still beat Shine. He lost to Big T. He did good, but he lost to Big T.
Whoa, that's debatable. That's debatable.
I don't know if that.
Big T beat Surf. Stop
oh,
it, man.
Oh,
hey man, you got
yeah,
hey man,
debatable.
Hey man.
Bruh.
Hey, Cap, man, he got to chill. Hey, bro, you got to chill with the box. Hey, bro, I understand. He was fire against Big T, but I think that's when Big T was in his bag, and he didn't beat Big T, man. You got to stop, man. Come on now, man.
Okay, bro, listen, my nigga, I said Big T beat Surf.
No, I'm talking about he said
nah,
Surf
said,
beat
debatable,
Big T.
That's debatable, bro. I ain't going to lie.
It's not
debatable,
man. Big T beat Surf, nigga. He beat
yeah,
Surf.
Yeah, that's
man.
A fact, Cap.
Yo,
that's a fact,
beat,
Cap.
Yo, you know what? That's what I see fucked up battle rap anyway, this debatable shit. We got to stop that shit.
Yeah,
man. He ain't beat no fucking Big T, bro. We got to stop trying to make every goddamn battle debatable, bro. It's not debatable. He tried. It was cool.
Man.
He lost.
Y'all going to call me crazy, man.
It was cool.
Battle,
he lost.
Man.
Huh?
I had surfed that battle. I ain't gonna lie. I'm one of the niggas that had surfed that battle.
Hey, yo, I thought
this
motherfucker's related to you or some shit, nigga.
Nah, I ain't related to no Jersey niggas.
I'm
from Brooklyn.
Hey, but you know, for you to sit up and say that surf accolades and battle rap is equivalent to.
Nah, I didn't
Arsenal,
say that. I didn't say that. But I'm saying
yo.
It's not too. I ain't say that. I'm saying it's not too far from Arsenal. Like Arsenal did
yo,
a lot.
Surf
did a lot.
Did you see the interview?
Nah,
did you
nah,
see the interview?
Nah. Hold on, bro.
All
right, I already threw
Thomas.
Tony Polo. I gotta school you. I already threw Thomas. For you to even say it's not that far from Arsenal is just fucking ridiculous, my nigga.
That's crazy.
He has not put in nowhere near as much work as Arsenal, my nigga. We got to look at number one. Arsenal is already killing Surf just off of the fucking the different eras in rap. Surf wasn't on Lion then. Surf wasn't on Grind Time. Nigga, has Surf even gone to the UK to battle? Has he gone to Canada to battle? Has he done any of shit?
Hey, this Tony, is this Tony Polo?
We seen this nigga go.
Nah, yeah.
Hold on, Tony Polo. The best you can say Surf did was he went to URL Midwest and he beat a choking Brick. A choking Brick. Not a Brick who was on fire. A nigga who was choking and shit. Let's keep it 100, my nigga. Then from there, he went to Verb. He body Brick.
You wild.
My nigga Brick was choking.
He was choking up all the fucking place, bro.
What? He was choking through the battle. Brick lost regardless.
Hey, yo, Tony Polo, I'm convinced.
This is what I'm saying. Surf is definitely the biggest recognized nigga in Jersey, bro. I'm sorry. Y'all can kill me all y'all want. He definitely is, bro. He the only battle rapper doing shit that he do.
But I'm saying, Arch wasn't saying that. He was saying that he's the king, like, in battle rap, Arch is that number one. I mean, if you look at an interview, Surf even said
clear.
That Arch has the crown of Jersey. Arch is number one in Jersey. Period. Arch carried Jersey on his back for
negative.
Years. Surf wasn't even Surf wasn't even at that. Surf wasn't even top tier when Osh was there.
He not got back in his bag, bro. Arsenal, before these last three battles, he was this nigga that was choking every fucking battle, bro. We not going to act like this nigga just did not just get back in his bag. Like, I don't understand.
But,
Arsenal was the same. Yo, Arsenal was in the same position T-West and all them other washed up legends was in, bro. He just pulled himself out. He just dug himself out the hole.
But, bro. Arse accolades and battle rap is Surf is nowhere near Arsenal in that regards, man. For you to say that, that's crazy, man. That's crazy for you to think.
I don't think it's crazy, bro.
But that's crazy for you to think that. That's crazy, bro. I'm not even an Arse fan, but I know for a fact, like, Arse is when you say Jersey and battle rap, Arse, bro.
I'll say this. Surf might be more popular. He might outside. Number one, I don't even want to say outside of battle rap. Like, you got to look at number one, Tony Pole, you got to understand.
But
you got to look at
battle rap.
We ain't talking about making music. We ain't talking about mixtapes. We ain't talking none of that shit. We talking about battle rap. Battle rap-wise, Surf has not done what Arsenal has done in battle rap, bro. It's not even fucking close.
Not even close,
White
man.
Club,
not even
not
close.
Even close. He was the first to beat Hollow. It's not even like go back.
My nigga,
Surf
came back when the Midwest was buzzing. He had that whole impact. He beat Hollow. He had a classic with Conceited. Like, what y'all?
He didn't beat. Polo,
you bugging.
That Hollow battle is highly debatable, bro.
I see what it is. Niggas just don't like Surf on the phone. I see what it is.
No.
Yo, you bugging, yo. Tony Polo, you
my nigga,
buddy,
my nigga,
right
hold on. You gotta understand something. Him having a debatable with Hollow, and you said who else you said? And him
he
having
have a debatable with Hollow. He beat Hollow.
My nigga,
yeah, he had a debatable.
Yeah, he beat Hollow.
Arsenal beat Khan. You talking about having the classic? Arsenal clearly beat Khan. He went to LA, beat this nigga.
Arsenal clearly beat Hollow. Arsenal clearly beat Hollow.
There's a difference. He beat him at Fight Club. They battling for money. There's a difference.
It's a difference, Polo. It's a difference.
Yo,
I ain't
gonna
lie. I got that one. I'll give y'all that one. But
hey, can I chime in?
Nah, because Polo, I see what you're saying. Arthur was in a wild slump. So now that he's not in
a
slump anymore, like getting crazy. You can't. It doesn't matter. You can't erase the past of what he did, though. What he did in the beginning was ridiculous.
And you can't even act like Surf.
Hold on. We're not even going to mention you. We didn't even mention you, Dub. Him booking fucking Lux and Hollow. I mean, he's done way more for battle rap than Surf has, my nigga. That's not even the fucking
on, my
debate.
Nigga. Nah,
Surf
bought a whole
That's not a debate, bro.
The disc going with Joe Budden back in the day. Like, Arsenal stirred up a lot of shit in this shit. Like, come on, when Verb and Hitman and these niggas came out, Arsenal was already at the top. He was already
but
up
Surf
there.
But Surf was that nigga defending the East when the Midwest was booming. He was the nigga defending the East. It wasn't no Arsenal. Arsenal got bodied by Hitman Holland. It was no Arsenal. It was none of these niggas. It was Sue Surf that was defending the East from the Midwest. Come on, man. Stop.
At the time, Surf wasn't even a top nigga. He wasn't even a position to be defended. The niggas that was defending the East was MYB and them niggas. Mav Hoffa, Quartet. Then was the niggas that was defending the East. Surf wasn't even up there, man. He wasn't even on that level.
Look, this is what I'm saying. I agree with y'all. Like, I'm not, y'all, like, niggas think I'm comparing their legacy. I'm not comparing their legacy. Arsenal clearly did more. But what I'm saying right now, Surf is the number one nigga in Jersey right now. That's what I'm saying.
Right now, Surf is, I wouldn't agree with that, bro.
Based on what?
I mean, if you want to talk about outside of battle rap, I mean, yeah, you have an art. But we talking about strictly battle rap, like, Surf is not above Arsenal in no kind of way. I don't care how you
say it. You acting like Arsenal not the most viewed battle rapper in the world and shit. Like,
exactly,
yeah,
bro.
I don't really go on views because, I go on
Surf.
Arsenal
bring up his views every interview, man. Come on.
Every interview.
Yo, Arsenal was in the slump for like 2 years, bro. Like, he just got back to getting with. Yeah, I got it. Like, that's just the reality. Like,
let me ask you niggas this, though. Was Arsenal in a big slump, or was he just not battling on URL, so niggas wasn't really
Fuck all that shit. Hold on, bro. How many clear wins does Surf have, man?
I was gonna ask.
He got brick.
Yo,
right,
how many clear wins do
Arsenal Hold on, let's run down his battles. He got 3-0 versus Ill. He got 3-0 versus DNA. Get that out the way.
Fact.
He got
3-0 versus Clips too.
Hold on, I'm gonna go in order. I had him beating X Factor 2-1.
He beat X Factor.
Then who he have after X Factor? I had him getting 3-0 by Charlie Clips.
Oh, man, nah.
He battled Shine. Adam beating Shine. He beat Shine 2-1. Adam getting 3-0
by
Clip.
He lost to Clip. He beat Big T, debatable. Yeah,
He clearly beat Hitman,
if you ask.
He smoked Hitman.
He lost to Calico Clear at home. He lost to Calico Clear.
Okay.
I mean, he lost to Verb.
He beat K-Sean.
He don't have no clear wins like that.
Man,
like,
we
did.
Damn.
What about Tay Rock? That was debatable.
He beat Daylight. He smoked Daylight.
We talking clear wins.
On the phone said he smoked Daylight.
Can I ask? Arsenal clearly beat Hollow, right?
In 1999, like, come on.
But I'm saying,
when Surf battled Hollow, was that
100% Hollow, or was that a Hollow that was rusty?
That was 100%
Hollow.
That was rusty
and
first
back
in
the ring.
He stepped
in
that ring, bro. He's not giving nobody excuses. It's a debatable battle
between him and Hollow, bro.
It's not debatable, bro. Surf won that, bro. Like, the niggas just hate giving Surf that W because it's Hollow. I understand. Like,
yo, my nigga,
Surf had a lot of bad shit in there. They ain't tell it was a Durango. Like, it was a Durango.
Come on, son. Get that out of here.
Did
that same Hollow versus that Surf battle was that Ginsu, the Ginsu line. That was it, bro.
Nah, the Chris Webber line.
Hey, yo, hold on. Hold up. Hey, yo, I'm hearing about Suge. Did Suge pocket check?
I mean, he didn't even. It wasn't a pocket check. It was a heart check. Like, this nigga literally put his hand, like, on some chest. I guess he was trying to check his. It went crazy when he did that.
Oh my god, what is this Mortal Kombat? What do you mean he put his heart in his chest?
Like he heart checked. Like instead of him pocket checking, sir, which everybody thought was coming, like he heart checked the nigga. Like he was talking to the nigga. He heart checked the nigga. Like
it was weird, bro.
It was kind of weird, but I mean.
Hey, was the battle disappointing?
I'm gonna be real. Surf was on his way to a 30, bro. He was about to smoke that nigga, literally 30 shoes, it wasn't nothing to do. Suge had a bunch of filler. I mean, he had one line with the Jordan. If Surf reach, he gonna die, like the Jordan pose or some shit like that. I mean, that was decent, but other than that, Surf was on his way to a mean body bag. And what
I'm hearing Suge really.
Nah, they lying to you, bro. Yo, do me a favor. Somebody put in a video in the group. It's a video of Surf, like a little bit of his first round. That nigga, listen to that shit. That's basically how the battle went.
That first round Surf had was fire. Surf was on his way. I see people talking about shit. Man, Suge was nowhere near winning that. Even if he had won the third, bro, which I don't think he would have won if Surf would have. Like, Surf was on his way to 30 and Suge, man. Like, easily, man. Like, easily, bro. Like, Suge had a bunch of fillers. Suge was saying a whole bunch of nothing, man.
That's what I tried to tell a dude on the phone earlier. I'm like, yo, Suge wasn't really saying nothing to me. Like, he was saying a whole bunch of nothing.
That sounded like the old. It sounded like the old. Like, it didn't even look like that Suge that had caught fire. It sounded like that. Sounded like the old Suge who used to say a whole bunch of nothing. Like, Suge wasn't saying shit, man. Like, Surf was. Surf was talking to that
really
nigga,
was.
Man.
I'm hearing Suge really
nigga,
wasn't saying nothing. Nigga, the nigga Surf was like G checking this nigga. He like, yo, out of all the neighborhood, Chris, we did time here. You ain't never do none of that. Like,
yeah.
Nigga,
and Surf was like, niggas know that he. Niggas know that he legit in the streets, and he was pretty much talking to that nigga like he was his big homie. Like, niggas know what I'm about in the streets. Niggas never put no work in.
What's the skater shit I'm hearing about?
He said Surf got his name from. He said the truth is niggas always wonder why Surf get it. Surf got his name from Rollerblade. But that shit was.
Yeah.
nigga don't really care where he get his name from. Like, this nigga G checking you right now. This nigga talking to you like he raised you, man. Like,
this nigga calling out all he calling out everything, nigga. And the niggas behind him is saying facts. They agreeing with
him. You seen when Surf was telling niggas behind Suge shut up? The nigga was Surf was talking to Suge, and niggas was talking behind Suge, and Surf was like shut up, and Surf was talking to this nigga. Niggas behind Surf was like facts. I'm like, yo, this shit got it. I heard a few people in the crowd. I'm guessing they were neighborhood Crips too. They was like, they were saying facts. I'm like, yo, this shit real. I'm like, he like, niggas know that I put in work in the streets, but you never did and shit like that. I'm like, yo, this nigga really G-checking shit. Like, man, sure, you got to hop out this body bag, man.
Yeah, he was saying also how that nigga was scared to go to Detroit and all.
Yeah.
He left the ring hanging and shit like that.
Yeah, he was saying that niggas didn't know the truth behind Suge not going, but in all actuality, Suge was really scared to go to Detroit, and how he started, how he got Suge's career started at URL, because when he battled, he battled the whole Hollywood thing. He said he kind of vouched for Suge on that. That's the reason for Suge getting his start in it. I'm like, yo, he was talking to that nigga, yo. Like, he was on his way to a third, like a mad, like he was on his way to a mad 30, like no bullshit. Until that bullshit happened, man. Like that bullshit. I think people in Suge corner like felt they kind of seen that the battle wasn't going as expected, like. And they seen that Surf came on his bullshit. Surf came to. It seemed like Surf wrote to kill this nigga this time, and Suge just came in thinking that it was gonna be a play. They was gonna come in and play, and Surf came in to kill. And I guess Suge Conner took. I guess they felt the nigga getting 30, and that nigga like threw a bottle at the nigga or some shit, some weird shit happened, man. Which. I think it's bullshit, man, because if you're going to do all that, man, you can do all that shit after the battle, man. Like, niggas came to watch a battle, man. Niggas didn't come to see a bunch of grown men scuffling on fucking stage, man. You can do that shit after the battle, man.
Yeah, that's why I don't know. What the fuck? Niggas is talking about Suge got a body and Suge was winning and all that. That's, niggas is bugging.
Yeah, niggas is really bugging. If you think Suge won any round that, man, you crazy. If you think Suge won any round, man. Surf was bodying that nigga, man.
So here's my thing about this whole shit. My thing about it, all right, so if you got Surf, the whole situation with Suge, now we know this got fucked up with Verb before in the 101, so now what? What are we doing now? Hey, yo, hold on. Somebody on speakerphone, is there a radio one?
Oh, yeah, I hear that echo.
No. It ain't me, is it?
Yeah, that should sound bad.
Yo, Kaz, repeat that question you just said, bro. I couldn't hear you.
So what are we doing with Surf now? You know what I'm saying? His last 101, we seen him in Verb, he lost. We all agreed to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he lost.
Now, you know, he battled Suge, he's not finishing his rounds. I hear what you're saying about the whole fight and shit. I mean, my whole thing about it is I'm pretty sure he got all his money, so I mean, I'm just lost here. I wouldn't go down.
that's what I was saying. Like, yo, like, niggas just can't, this nigga just can't end about, like, niggas paid to see this nigga, and this nigga got his money. Like, this nigga just could end the, like,
my nigga,
he literally said.
This whole Jersey shit, saying Jersey just ending you around, that shit got to stop for everybody, bro. Like
that nigga literally
said,
locked him down. He literally said,
on
that nigga
contract,
literally said, I think,
what's up?
That nigga literally
that nigga
said,
fuck
I can't
it.
Do
that nigga said, fuck it, I can't. And then just
yeah,
that
nigga said, fuck
but,
it, I can't. And just,
yo, but
he
Cass,
said,
you had to,
battle
you
over.
You had to see it. You had to see it, though. He was getting heckled a lot, son. Like, that shit
yeah,
was
like, nigga was, like, Cap, niggas on still, I was still getting, like, niggas was, like, I mean, I understand. I felt like surf, you know what I'm saying? The shit was getting to a boiling point. Like, it's only so much as a you know what I'm saying? It's a, you can only be professional to a certain extent. Like, niggas was heckling him a lot. Like, niggas in the shield corner was doing, like, they was, niggas was bugging out, man. Like, they was throwing shit.
I mean, then like, I mean, they should have got thrown
but,
out or something, or something.
I mean, but
or
nigga,
something. I mean, I hear you,
rapping,
but I mean, there got to be some boundaries somewhere, my nigga. It got to be, bro. If you getting paid for
but
this
that,
shit,
that ain't really on Surf, though.
I'm
going
to fuck
it. But that ain't, that's Arson Ray Swag. So you got, if they, I mean, Surf trying to rap, and these dudes are steady saying, they steady talking, doing Surf. Surf can't even get his rounds off. Like, they steady, you can hear these niggas talking.
Yo, nigga, what
round,
the fuck
like,
are you doing? You what are you surfing right now? You in the water? You okay?
Yo, Cap, you're good, bro. Yo, Cap. Yo, this nigga shit sound like he was underwater, nigga. This nigga sound like he was talking
man,
underwater.
Man, fuck y'all
shit.
Niggas, man.
Hey, yo, yo before, Cap, if I book you for an event, right, and I book you for an event, and you get to the event, and niggas, like, you promoting the event, you a promoter, yada, 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 and niggas is fucking heckling you and shit like that. You like, yo, fuck this shit, I'm out. Who fault
yeah.
is that? Is that my fault or your fault? Because I was supposed to properly, like,
am
all
I
the people
paid,
at the event heckling
you.
I mean. You all get, yeah, that's true, yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm there to get paid, number one, you got to understand something, my nigga. Once these motherfuckers find out that dotted line to get paid, fuck all the extra shit. You got to do what you got to do.
You
yeah, you
got to
get the rounds.
But
that, but sir,
okay,
but, I mean,
wanna,
but
I don't
want to
get
that's
about,
where.
You got to understand
but that.
These niggas be coming on here talking about, oh, well, it's harder for us. You got to keep writing new rounds. I'm an artist to say the same shit. They get heckled all the time. We just seen Pod get body slammed off a goddamn stage not that long ago. Like, fuck heckle. These niggas are getting killed up
but
they're
Cap,
doing it
I mean,
for the money.
If you, but Cap, if you, I mean, the shit, I mean, the nigga was taking it too far. I understand what you're saying. The niggas was taking it too far. But, I mean, does that fall back on the league owners, Ray Swag, and Ars for not controlling
in a
that
way.
Shit?
In a way it does, because that was one of the concerns we had, and you know what I'm saying, we told them, like, they
yep.
got to control the crowd better. We told
like,
them.
Like, they wasn't even,
like,
I told
them.
Yeah,
I was
guessing,
like, these niggas don't be controlling the crowd.
Like,
and
I'm guessing these niggas was like, fuck Ars, like, Ars knew these niggas or something. I'm guessing Ars knew these niggas, so Ars, I don't know, man, but for Ars, like, as the league owner, it was, like, I felt like him and Ray Swag should have just kept that shit. I mean, they should have controlled that shit a whole lot better. And
but man, even bro, man, even, like, at the end of the day, man, you an MC, man. Like, you not supposed to stop rapping, son. Like, my nigga,
nah,
I was at Summer Madness,
nah.
too. This nigga Verb was getting booed out the fucking building 10 seconds into his second round, and he never stopped rapping, son. Like, I don't really want to hear that shit. You
yeah,
at home,
but it's
you know
a difference, though.
Like,
the crowd
wasn't
that – like, I was there. The crowd – it was a barricade separating these niggas from the crowd. Like, in
right,
Arsenal,
fact,
like,
fact.
Like, the crowd was right there. Like, they right up in front of you. So, it's a
but
lot
when you got niggas
–
but you got niggas
and
right
up
there.
Damn, my
niggas,
hold on,
yeah.
B. These niggas – you niggas is getting paid right. You niggas better rap. Fuck you mean? You niggas
but at the end of the day,
yeah, you
know, it's niggas,
you
niggas right up on you – but bro, niggas
you
right up. It's
yeah,
different when the
some shit like niggas is getting 10, 15,
my nigga got hit with a bottle, boy.
Shit.
Like, come on, man. That nigga don't want
to niggas
what
right, but
Cap.
I mean, it's easy. It's easy for. I mean, but I mean, it's a difference when a crowd is born. But like when niggas right, when you don't stay,
my nigga, there really
niggas,
ain't no difference, my nigga. Niggas,
but,
you needed somebody killed for less than $10,000. What are you talking about?
That's a fact.
You could get a nigga killed.
These niggas
got
$10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a battle. You hear me?
Hold on.
So when they was throwing stuff at him, then what happened? I mean, was security involved or what? What happened?
No, they had like they had a scuffle and like they got it. They had a scuffle. Like Surf had his homies, and they had a little
scuffle.
Like it was a little scuffle. Like it wasn't a fight. It was a little scuffle. They had a little scuffle on the stage. That's what I'm saying. Niggas on Shooting was doing the most. Like they were, niggas was actually like throwing shit at this nigga handling the fuck. Like
okay,
hold on.
Wait a minute. I thought the water bottle came from the crowd.
No, the heckling was on stage. Like,
no,
these
it was
niggas
on
was
stage.
The water bottle on stage.
Shook.
Yeah, the water bottle came from Suge. That's what I'm saying. Suge camp was right
what
behind.
What the fuck?
Oh, this is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to sit here and say. I'm like, yo, what y'all talking about?
These niggas was on stage. Nigga, you ain't say that. Nigga, you said he got hit with a bottle. You ain't
on
saying
stage,
that. Was
nigga.
Good people.
On stage.
That's
on,
crazy.
They were on stage. And that's why I said.
Hold on. This is fucking crazy. So Suge niggas threw a water bottle at Surf. So what did Suge do when they did that? Did he tell these niggas
that's
to chill the fuck out?
Whole
his money up?
The whole little scuffle, like, that's what I was telling you. Like, I guess they felt Suge getting bodied, and they could even do something. That's why I was saying. They threw it. I guess that's what
they should.
Oh.
They should say. They should say.
You know what? You know what?
Like,
I should have
asked
you. So the water bottle came in the third.
Yeah.
After that came, that's when the battle was
I mean, it came in the third.
Oh, now
was
I get
talking.
It.
Niggas
nah,
was
it came
talking
in the second,
search.
But look, them niggas was
it came in.
Go ahead.
Hold on. It came in the second.
Niggas was talking during this round and shit like that. Niggas was throwing. And, you know, and the shit carried over to the third. Niggas was talking, saying shit during this third. And I guess Surf was just like, they had the whole new stuff. And Surf was just like, I can't do it.
And yo, my nigga, it's all you taking shots of Gatorade over there, nigga, getting drunk.
Man,
nigga,
get the
right?
fuck out of here, man.
Yo, that nigga mixing Patron with Beetle Piss.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so that nigga sound like he's talking on a router phone, nigga, like an Obama phone or some shit.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yo, that nigga
nah,
sound like
them niggas was violating Surf
on the phone.
Nah. Yeah, them niggas. Hey, yo, real shit though. Them niggas was violating Surf, like.
But I only feel like they was doing that because he was fucking shook up. That's why I feel like that's all.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Them niggas felt he was getting body, and them niggas seen that shit, and them niggas like, no, we gotta do some shit. Like, this, we can't let our nigga get Surf, because Surf was bodying that nigga. And them niggas was trying to violate Surf on some. Like, Surf went on it. Surf and his team was cool. It's just when Surf was G-checking and talking to him, Surf whole crew was like, facts, whatever he was saying. They were cool. Like, it was Suge's side that threw the water, you know what I'm saying, threw the bottle. They were just heckling Surf throughout the night, man. That shit was crazy, man.
I'm going to tell you right now, that shit is mad corny. If that was Suge, see, that shit is mad corny. Like, why are you throwing
that's
water bottles?
That's what I said, bro. I'm like, that's
Suge's biggest
man.
Battle. Why are y'all throwing water bottles at Surf? Some of y'all niggas just play the background and be the street niggas y'all supposed to be.
Yo, Cap, look what I just tagged you in on Facebook. I just tagged you in something.
No, I see, man. Niggas, like, there's a fucking. Man, whatever. It's already out, bro. It's already on YouTube, the first round between Suge and Surf. So, I mean, I knew this was going to happen already. It's going to get bootlegged and shit like that. You can't stop it. Everyone's tagged me left and right and shit. So it's just like, I know what's going on. But, Suge, your nigga should have been under control, my nigga. Fuck that. But you losing. I don't know why the fuck. I thought Suge could beat Surf anyway, to be honest with you. I didn't see it at all.
I didn't see him beating Surf. I didn't see, I mean, if Surf came on,
I didn't see him beat Surf anyway. Like I thought
nigga,
he was gonna
gotta,
make it.
We gotta come clean, fam. Shug ain't better than none of the top niggas.
None of them. He better than O Red, man. He better than O Red. He better than O Red, man. Don't do that.
O Red fell back. He's not a better.
Man, I don't
want to
know.
No way.
He's better than O Red.
No way.
Okay, all right. Hold up. Now I definitely gotta interject and shit. Who's not better than O Red? What the fuck are you talking about? Who's not
better than O Red?
Shug is better than O Red, man.
No, he is not.
Who?
Man,
he's
better
than O-Red.
Sugar's better than O-Red.
Man, this nigga is fucking drinking toilet water. What are you talking about? Sugar's
wow,
better than O-Red. Are you crazy? Nigga, are you crazy?
Nah, the Sugar ain't better than O-Red. The thing that hurt O-Red is that story when he tried to say that hoe on
the
train. That's what killed his career.
Man, Sugar.
You rolling up.
So you
use right guard? The nigga, man, Sugar.
Hey yo, hey, real shit though. I was in the building, and you know Hitman was in the building, so niggas kind of asked Hitman like, I don't know if Ars gonna try to peek that, Ars gonna try to do something with it, but niggas was just like, oh, I'm saying, would you come up, are you unsure gonna happen on UW? And he was just like, you know, he hinted at like maybe if Ars get in contact with him, so I don't know if Ars gonna try to do that.
Man, listen,
well,
after seeing all that after seeing all that heckling and shit, I would not want that battle on you, though.
Because I know for a fact if Suge and Hitman battle and that shit that happened, like, I know shit gonna go down for real like that. I don't know, man.
Nah, I would not want that to happen on that shit, cause, just because of the crowd. The crowd, too, that was too annoying.
My nigga,
like,
we got to come.
Hey,
but
yo,
if we don't
yo,
get
hey,
it
yo,
there,
hey,
we might not get it at all.
Hey, yo, you know what? On that note, we're going to end it right there, B. I got like 3 minutes left. We want to have a show for the night for Monday. So we got to stop right now if we want that Monday show. You know what I'm saying? So salute for calling up. We definitely got a show tonight.
Yep.
This is how the shows if we stop right now.
I bet.
Y'all niggas call up tomorrow, man.
Yeah, you
all right. I'm going to see who I can get on. All the fans, listen, if y'all niggas went there, call up. And then this shit is all over everywhere. So by tomorrow night's show, we're going to have a scene, some shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we can elaborate more, but I want to know what the fuck is going on firsthand. We got Tom Gibbs coming on. He's in the building tomorrow.
I'm going to see all that, my nigga.
I just don't be begging niggas to come on the show, man. You understand? I don't like begging. I don't do shit like that. So I'm going to see what I can do. You know what I'm saying? But salute for calling up, you heard? We up out of here.
All right.
One.